And in this portion of WGTD's morning show, we're going to be talking about something that nobody wants to experience, a fall, especially a fall that causes serious injury. Unfortunately, the state of Wisconsin claims a very dubious distinction. We are the worst state in the country when it comes to falls that cause serious injury, as in a fractured hip or serious head trauma. We fall a lot in the state of Wisconsin, and there is a program underway that seeks to try and prevent at least some of these falls from occurring. And so we're going to be talking about that for the next few minutes with two people who come to us from the Kenosha County Aging and Disability Resource Center. Paula Clark has joined us before. She is marketing and program supervisor for the ADRC. And with her as well is Haley Couch, who is in charge of their health and wellness programs and specifically wearing the hat today of fall prevention coordinator. So we will be talking about what causes falls of this nature, and what each of us can do on our own behalf and on behalf of those we care about in terms of trying to prevent serious falls. Paula Clark, Haley Couch, we welcome both of you to the morning show.
Thank you for having us.
Good to have you here. Paula, before we get into this particular conversation and this particular topic, I think it would be really good for you to take a moment to talk about the ADRC in general, the kind of things that you provide, the sort of services that you make available, the difference that you make in a lot of people's lives.
Sure. The ADRC has been around for a good 20 years now. There's an ADRC in every county of Wisconsin, and our services are free. We support adults 18 and over and older adults 60 and over and their caregivers. So pretty much everybody. Anything as simple as just needing some basic resources to more complex issues such as insurance benefit issues that may not being may be denied, and you're looking at your insurance and you're saying, why is this being denied? This shouldn't be. You can contact us with Medicare-related questions or disability-related insurance questions, and we'll take a look at those policies. And if you are correct and they should be paid for, we're going to go to bat for you and help you figure that out. We have a very robust information team, our IANA, as we like to call it, Information Access and Assistance, and they are on the phones 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, answering questions, providing resources, any kind of questions at all. I always like to tell folks, you don't really even have to know what your question is. You just need to know that you're looking for some assistance. You may be a little confused as far as where to turn next. If you're helping your mom or your grandma or your neighbor with things, you can just give us a call. And we know what questions to ask you to figure out what resources might be available for you. We have a dementia care specialist in our office that helps with education. She provides educational classes, support groups, as well as just doing one-on-one with somebody who might just newly be diagnosed with some form of dementia. And we know that there's a lot of different types of dementia. Alzheimer's we hear a lot about, but there's other things as well, like Lewy body dementia, frontal lobe. So just providing education and making sure people are really getting the services they need. And we also have our Adult Protective Services unit housed within our office. They're not necessarily a part of the ADRC, but we really work closely with them. And they provide information and resources and supports for folks who may be experiencing some type of financial exploitation, or abuse of any kind. Maybe you're worried about a neighbor or a friend or even a relative who you think may be being exploited or abused, or even some self-neglect. Sometimes as we get older, we hesitate to reach out. And what services can we help you with? Our goal overall is to help folks stay in their homes as long as possible and as safely as possible.
Mm. Where are you headquartered?
We are at 8600 Sheridan Road in Kenosha.
Very good. And there's a whole lot of things that you make available to citizens of Kenosha County and free of charge. And we should probably underscore that we're not just talking about the city of Kenosha, but the far reaches of Kenosha County as well. I suppose that's in and of itself maybe a bit of a challenge in terms of providing services and resources to that large an area.
Absolutely. Trying to connect with the western portion specifically is really important. We actually do have a table out in the Bristol County Building for folks if they're looking for information. We keep it well stocked with our brochures and things. I try to make it out there at least once a month. It's a great place to start with resources if you're just kind of wondering what it is that we do. Transportation is another issue. Nutrition, things like that, we provide information for as well. So, yeah.
Very good. And I know you have a website. I have visited it, but I don't recall what its address is.
Oh, goodness. He's testing me here. ADRC at Kenosha. No, that's our email. I'm sorry. ADRCKenoshaCounty.org.
Very good. So we, of course, are talking about a specific topic today, very much related to the good work of ADRC, and namely falls, falling, and the damage that one can do to oneself when you take a serious fall, and maybe some steps that a person can take in order to prevent that. Before we bring in Haley into the conversation, Paula, can you just say a word about having a fall prevention coordinator? Is that something that we also would find at nearly any ADRC around the state of Wisconsin, or is this maybe something a little bit special right here in Kenosha County?
Oh, that's a great question, and I'm not 100% sure of the answer. Most of the ADRCs are mapped out pretty much the same, but we do have special areas, and Haley's probably going to be able to answer that a little bit more closely. I know that we all have health and wellness coordinators. I don't know if all of the ADRCs focus on the falls prevention as closely as we do. We have and they don't, as she's shaking her head. We also have offer caregiver support, which coincides with what Haley does. Our caregiver support specialist works hand in hand with Haley. And then, of course, our loan closet, which is unique to our ADRC as well.
Very good. Well, lots to talk about, Haley. It's great to pull you in now to the conversation. So, first of all, how long have you been the fall coordinator for ADRC?
I started in August of 2022, so I'm going on my second year.
Very good.
Close to my second year.
Right. And this is just a part of all of the things that you do there, correct?
Correct.
Right. But that's what we're going to kind of focus on today. So, we're going to start with what's a fairly basic question. It might even seem like the kind of thing that goes without saying, and yet it's probably really important if we want to talk about preventing falls to understand how and why and under what circumstances falling typically occurs. So let's talk about that first.
Sure. So falls can happen from anything from improper footwear to medications. Some medications might cause you to become dizzy, or some medications might kind of collide with each other. Mm-hmm. So if somebody is experiencing a fall, or if they are experiencing issues when it comes to falling often, making sure that they're talking to their healthcare provider or even their pharmacist if they think that it is a medication issue. It could be anything, honestly. It could be pets. Pets are a big one. And I'm not saying to get rid of your pets, but being more aware of your pets are a big one, especially their toys. I mean, my cat likes to leave his toys everywhere. So it is very important to kind of be more hyper aware of things that are on the ground as well, including slips when it comes to water on the floor or hazards that you might not see.
Right. And I think you're right. That's a lot of things that we tend to take for granted, especially if they're just kind of always there, always underfoot, either the pets or their toys or other things. And at some point, that starts to become a significant risk. I mean, nobody wants to fall. Nobody wants to injure themselves at any age. But of course, when we get older, such falls are apt to be more serious or, in a sense, cause more damage to us. So how common is it? I mean, we mentioned the statistic about how there are a lot of falls here in the state of Wisconsin, particularly among older adults. Just how common is this? I suppose that's not a real easy thing to estimate.
It is 1 in 4 older adults. So anyone that is considered 60 and older, it's 1 in 4. And 67% of those will experience 2 or more a year. So it's a lot.
And I think the statistic you're quoting, we're really not talking about just minor little stumbles. I mean, it sounds like we're talking about really significant falls.
Correct. Yes.
And I think one of the things that maybe is important for us to recount is, in a sense, the steep decline that can occur in an older adult's life if and when they fall and experience the kind of injuries that we're talking about. Not to put it in too gloomy of terms, but sometimes it can kind of sort of mean the beginning of the end when somebody takes a fall of this nature. And I suspect in the work that you do, you see that probably far too often.
I do. And when I do talk to those that have fallen, they do tell me all the time that it is embarrassing, and it's something they don't want to ever experience again. So I always try my best to assist them as much as possible. Even if it's something minor from the loan closet, I can definitely try my best to help them out.
Right. You know, it's interesting. We sometimes also forget about until we get to the age where this becomes our own reality, but it kind of goes back to those familiar commercials where people have fallen and they can't get up. That's also what we're talking about when people take a serious fall, that sometimes not only are we talking about whatever injury might or might not happen in the fall itself, but we're also talking about someone who might end up being, in a sense, stranded or marooned, on the ground, unable to get up, unable to summon help. They might be there for days. And I suppose once in a while you are encountering even unhappy situations like that.
I am. There is a situation for a lady that I had assisted in Bristol, and they landed outside and they were out there for a long time, ended up having a lot of sunburn. And so it is a lot more common than people think when they are laying on the ground a lot more.
Paula, I'm sure in all the clients you work with, this is probably kind of a familiar refrain, I'm guessing.
It is. Unfortunately, it is. And we've been working on this for many, many years, the falls prevention, and thankful for our falls coordinator, the calls that come in, and then the aftermath, seeing folks ending up in nursing homes with the broken hips and brain injury is really one of the most important things to address. Even if you fall and you feel like you're okay, it's so important to go to the hospital and have everything checked out. I know of someone who was very involved with our falls prevention. She was a nurse, and her mom fell. She seemed like she was fine. And 3 days later, she passed away from the fall. Mm. So there wasn't anything really obvious going on. But that's why it's so critical to not only make sure that you follow up if you have had a fall, but also what you can do to prevent it.
We're talking today on this portion of the morning show with two representatives of the Kenosha County Aging and Disability Resource Center, Paula Clark and Haley Couch. And Haley happens to be the fall prevention coordinator. So the ADRC has resources that are aligned along this cause of fall prevention. So tell us about some of the community resources that are available.
Sure. So I go into homes if if somebody is wanting it and do a home safety evaluation. So I can go into any room that they are wanting more assistance in, and I can kind of give them some tips and tricks. I can recommend some things for safety. So when it comes to maybe grab bars in the bathroom or having a shower chair, removing throw rugs if they do have any. Throw rugs are a very big trip hazard. So I do give some tips on that. They don't have to listen to me, but some people do. But that is one of the main things. And then if they do want to take any of the classes that we do offer at the ADRC, specifically the Stepping On program, which is a fall prevention program, I do also give them information on that one as well.
Very good. Yeah, I want to explore that. I have seen the name, but I otherwise don't know anything about that. So tell us more about this Stepping On program.
Yeah. So it's a evidence-based program. It's been in the works for many, many years. It is 7 weeks, 2 hours once a week for 7 weeks. And we have a physical therapist that comes and talks about balance and strength exercises, how to get up from a fall if you do end up falling, then also how to walk up and down stairs if you have a mobility device. We also have a pharmacist that talks about medication safety and then what medicines might make you drowsy and end up causing you off balance. We talk about home hazards, community safety, and then also vision as well. So some vision, we have a vision expert from Milwaukee that comes down and talks about light bulbs that might make it easier for you to see or nightlights, anything that with helping your vision.
You know, that never occurred to me that vision or lack thereof, I mean, if somebody's own sense of sight is compromised or if we're talking about a space in which the lighting is maybe inadequate, that could be a huge contributor to somebody falling.
Yeah, especially if you're walking around at nighttime and you think that you see a shadow, but it's not a shadow. So nightlights are a huge one. Even motion-activated lights are a big help. I've seen people that have pets and they do the motion-activated lights and it's helpful so they don't trip over their pets.
We just installed a motion detection light in our home as the room that we enter from the garage. And I can't tell you what a difference it's made. So that was a very smart idea that my wife had. And they can make a huge difference. And I was surprised how inexpensive it was, too. So it's not too big a deal. The other thing I think we probably should say about this Stepping On program, is that, you can Google not falling or fall prevention or something and maybe get a big, long list. But what you're talking about is somebody actually being in the room with you and working with you, particularly this piece involving the physical therapist who can really actually help you walk across the room, watch how you're walking, and give you ideas. I mean, it sounds like that's what this is designed to do.
Absolutely. And it's we have a class coming up, and we do like to say that I think according to the study and also how the program was created that it has reduced falling by 37%.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's not 100%, but I mean, it's something and it's helpful. It's definitely beneficial. I've heard rave reviews from this class.
Right. And I suppose it's important to help people understand, especially once they reach a certain age, that I mean, it might be hard for them to grasp the notion that they need help with how to walk. And yet, when people get to a certain age, the way they walk starts to become, I guess the fancy word is, encumbered. And so this is a class that really helps us with this most basic activity of walking and helps people understand how they can continue to walk as safely as possible.
Absolutely, especially the balance and strength exercises, because strength is a big thing when you start to get older, that you definitely need some more assistance when it comes to strength. And you don't have to lift 150-pound weights every single time. You can just do the little things.
Right. But yeah, every little bit helps. So I could see how this could really be a great thing for an older person to access. When we're talking about serious falls, Typically, where do they happen? Are they in particular rooms of the house?
They happen everywhere, but most of them occur in the bedroom or in the living room where you're spending the most time.
Okay. And so when it comes to looking at your living space and figuring out what hazards are there, I suppose those are the spaces that that you need to be most diligent about. And although I think you touched on them, maybe you could reiterate some of the things that people can look for that you might not think of as hazards and yet operate as hazards if we're careless.
Yeah. Throw rugs are a big one. Having clutter on the floor, so little trinkets or little knickknacks, papers, newspapers. In the bedroom, if you have like a little blanket that goes over your bed and it goes over too far and you don't tuck it in, that's another big one. Also wearing socks when it comes to carpet. If possible, wearing a sturdy slipper or sturdy shoes. That way you are more grounded into the ground. I know barefoot is probably the way to go, but having that stability with shoes as well.
Right. So if people want to, first of all, sign up for this class and or to have you come into their place of residence to give an assessment, what do they need to do?
Call the ADRC. Our main line, our receptionist will be able to direct them in the right direction.
Right. And I assume that you get calls all the time of this nature.
We don't get a lot of calls. She connects with, right?
Yeah. So I work with the fire departments in the entire county, and they send me fall reports on the daily, or they send me people that are in need of assistance. So I work with those fall reports, but we do have some people that do call because they either heard about the class and they want to hear more about what is offered, or they just heard about it from a friend. I've had a lot of those.
That's great. That's great. And Paula, I'm sure you want to reiterate the wonderful news that anything in terms of resources from the ADRC are free.
Yes, our resources are free. We accept donations on some of our classes, but it's not expected. It's just an offering. If somebody feels obligated or are more like they'd want to kind of support what we do. But yes, our services are free. That's one of the things I love. We're county funded and making sure that folks get the things that they need to live their best lives actually saves money in the long run.
Sure. And if they can live their best lives safely at home, so much the better.
Absolutely.
Well, I can really see how your fall prevention program can be a tremendous help. And I think most of us know somebody, an older adult in our lives, who has taken a serious fall and seen so much of their well-being compromised. And so anything we can do to prevent that or at least reduce the risk of that is certainly important and laudable work. So bravo to both of you and to all of your colleagues. Paula Clark is with the ADRC, the Marketing Program Supervisor, and Haley Couch, the Fall Prevention Coordinator, and also in charge of their health and wellness programs. Thank you so much for being on the morning show today to offer up this important information. It's been great to talk with you.
Thanks so much, Greg.
And the phone number at the Kenosha County Aging and Disability Resource Center is area code 262-605-6646.